Welcome to Emoji Chat, our opening episode, and thank you for being here. If you guys are following, the this first episode is kind of to present ourselves. So I'm Roberto, and I'm with my wife, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for about 20 years now.
Yeah, that's married 16 years.
Yeah,
and
almost 16, yeah.
Yeah, since we started dating, like 20 years.
20 years. 21 will be very short, very, very soon.
Yeah.
So we've been together for way too long. That's what we're trying to say. She's already sick of me. But the idea is that we're just going to have an open chat. So that's why the name of the podcast is Emoji Chat. We're here to have a loose chat conversation. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that, you know, we share our experiences, our view on topics of every nature, right, in life.
Yeah. So the whole idea comes from, we have been dealing with a lot of emotions, but it got to a point where it was really hard to function, not only as a couple or as a married couple, but as a person. And since we started taking care of these things, one thing that happened between us is that we started having a lot of conversations about emotions and how we feel and the things we are learning to fix those things. And as soon as we started doing it between ourselves, we started doing it with our families and friends, and we realized that people need that it was good for us too. And it's something that doesn't happen a lot. And we just thought, maybe we could do this. Maybe we can share with people. Maybe we can share the tools we have learned and just share our experience. And there is hope when it feels like there is not. And to reach more people through the podcast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's plenty of things to talk about in emotional management, but the idea is really to have a loose conversation on topics that probably mm-hmm. affect you or many people around you, mm-hmm. People that you may know. But, you know, we want to talk about some of the things we've learned, some of the tools that we can apply in relationship management, whether it's in marital relationship or with your daughter or your son, your children in general, with your friends. At work, mm-hmm. share some of those tools that we've learned and experienced, you know, from pain to kind of happiness now, and how we've gone through that phase and transition phase, that transformation roadmap,
mm-hmm.
and the value that's brought into our lives. And it seems like what Sandra was saying, right? At the end of the day, it seems like it doesn't come naturally, you know, for people to really open up about their emotions and their mm-hmm. feelings and.
I think what comes naturally is to complain.
Yeah.
We complain about how we're feeling and we don't know what to do and this happens, and then somebody else comes and say, oh, it happens to me too. And it kind of like gives you this vision of life and you just complain. But when you do these kind of conversations, but to build up something, to learn something new, is not just complaining, which you're going to complain in those conversations, but that's not the purpose of the conversation. It's to build something, is to learn, is to get to a point where you find something that you can use, like some tool somebody else has done it before and they can give you their point of view or something like that. So it's to have those kind of conversations and not just talk with somebody to complain about how bad you're feeling and it looks like there's nothing else you can do, no? But it's a different kind of conversation.
And to really get to the one-to-one conversation with you guys, the mm-hmm. audience, right? Because
mm-hmm.
obviously we talk very openly at home about our emotions and we've gone through a cycle of pain and grief over the years and yeah. we've learned to open up and mm-hmm. really give the emotions the value that it has mm-hmm. and the importance that it has at home. But maybe some of you don't feel like you've always been open about your emotions. So we really want to connect with you guys one-to-one.
Yeah.
So, you know, questions that you may have in the chat,
What are the topics that people want to learn about? And it doesn't come from we are perfect, we know everything, and we are still dealing with this thing. But it comes from, well, I feel better. I feel like there is hope, and maybe I can share this with you. And we still deal with these things, and so we have a lot of topics we can talk about. But we would like to know your suggestions. What are the topics you want to talk about before? And just to get to know.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we will have, again, like you said, open discussion, open chat. But we want to have also a structure, right? So we want to propose kind of what are the sections within the podcast that we're going to deal with. So obviously we're going to have every episode, we'll have an intro, kind of like a cool commercial intro. So it's, it's more attractive to bring people in. But then we will bring on every episode a quote of the day. So it's kind of inspirational and people can, use it, whatever, if it just to help you guys out, feel inspired on that episode. Mm-hmm. And then we will introduce a specific topic, and we will probably announce that beforehand because we have also the blog on the website and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we want to introduce the topic that we're going to talk about. And during that introduction, we want to kind of define both the word of the topic and also the concept behind the topic, because we want to make sure that both you guys and us are understanding that we're talking on the same page, that we're really following exactly when we talk about stress. Okay, this is what we consider as stress. It might not be the perfect psychological definition, but the idea is, hey, when Sandra and Roberto are talking about stress, this is what they mean. Oh, maybe I have a different view or whatever. Yeah. Share it with us. That's fantastic. Yeah. But the idea is that when we talk, that you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we are all in the same page. Like, we know the definition, and we maybe some people feel different, but when you explain things, they know what's the base that we are looking at, and from that, what we're building on the
correct
topic.
Mm-hmm. And then we will have kind of like the body of the discussion, right? Once once we know that we're on the same page, we'll have the chat. Probably we'll bring some questions and maybe some reference material from professionals that we've read or some things that we're learning. Mm-hmm. But the idea is to just have a kind of loose chat. And then if there are questions that you guys have, we will have a Q&A section within the podcast. Maybe she's got a question that I haven't thought about, and then she will ask it, and vice versa, things like that. And then we want to share before we go at the end of the episode a practical tip or an advice, something that a tool that you can really put into practice. Because my wife always used to tell me at the beginning of our emotional journey, recovery journey, she always says, "Oh, that's like the UP world, it's like untouchable. You can
like from a movie, it doesn't sound real."
So we've learned to really bring it down to what we need on the day to day basis, right? Mm-hmm. So we will share some of those practical tools and tips. And then we'll close the episode. It shouldn't be too extended. We want to have a short but meaningful chat. Some days may last longer, depending on the topic, whatever. But we want to make it useful for you guys, but also, our chance to connect with you guys in the right up. I guess that's what the Emoji Chat podcast is about.
Yep.
So thank you for joining on the welcome episode. We'll see you on the next.
Bye.